It is a Hoosier Ag Today Channel Seed Harvest Update. As harvest gets into full swing, we certainly have had a large window of very good harvest weather all across the state. We're going to go to the northeast quarter of Indiana and talk with Channel Seed sales agronomist Chris Brazel. Chris, great to have you on board. Talk about how things are progressing in your neck of the woods.
Well, to kind of touch on what you just said there, it's progressing very rapidly. The unusually high temperatures, dry weather, it's accelerated pretty rapidly. Almost to a point where on our bean harvest, boy, we could use a spot of moisture here, just if for nothing else, for everybody to catch their breath and maybe take a nap and catch back up on a little bit of sleep and get some maintenance done. But and more importantly, get some moisture back up into these beans. We could use a little more moisture with the dry, warm weather that we're experiencing right now.
What about corn harvest? Is there much of that yet, or is it focusing on soybeans mostly?
The majority of the focus has been on soybeans. Obviously, the silage harvest is pretty much wrapped up and buttoned up. And, you know, from going back to the beans from a yield perspective, the yields have been pretty, you know, kind of jumping back in here to the genetic side recently. Yields have been relatively good. Some things that have kind of stood out. Now there's a band where there wasn't much rainfall, and those guys haven't been really well blessed with that. But for the most part, we're seeing probably maybe a fuzz better than we thought. From the corn perspective, corn moisture is kind of hanging in there pretty good still. Seeing a lot of corn moistures in the mid-20s. So guys haven't really accelerated into corn harvest that much yet. But talking with some of our guys that have pulled off some of our channel genetics, have been really happy with what we're seeing. We're seeing some stuff on dry land in the mid twos, which is really encouraging. You know, we're going to need those yields to kind of help combat where our commodity prices are.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about highs and lows as far as yields for soybeans. Just curious about some numbers at the extremes.
I would say from what I've heard, and I did not sit in the buddy seat to see these. So, you know, it's all, everybody will say, well, you didn't see it. It can't be true. It only hit that one time, you know, but the lows are in the high 40s. Some guys have dipped down into the mid 40s on some really tougher ground, some really gravelly stuff or some tight clays. Those have been a little bit challenging. But for the most part, our early to mid group two offering has performed extremely well. Talked to several guys in the mid 70s, touching some low 80s, like 75 to 82 in those mid group two maturities, which is, you got to be excited when you're going to see a mid group two reach up there and get into the upper 70s, low 80s on whole field averages. That's really encouraging. So that's why we kind of need to see a little bit of rain here to maybe help out some of these late group threes and get some more moisture into them.
As harvest progresses, any thoughts that you might have at this point about standability as we get further into harvest, further into the season? Do things look like they'll stand tall until it's time to get to that field?
Well, that depends, like always, right? You know, that's the famous, how every agronomist answers every question. Well, it depends. I will say where guys have, you know, went ahead and, you know, put that V5 and even a tassel application of Delaro Complete and fungicide in general, you know, those, it's really shown in terms of standability and stock integrity and stock quality. Those are really showing out. Now, in some areas where we've had some drought stress and maybe stacked that with no fungicide applications, stock quality is going to be a little bit more challenging in those places. And it's going to hybrid dependent. But it'd be really good for those guys to go out and scout those fields and find those fields where the stock integrity is kind of starting to break down a little quicker. And, you know, even though those fields may be a little bit higher in moisture, might want to move those up to the front of the line in terms of the harvest list. So they're getting it before it's on the ground.
Back to beans, the quality that's coming in. Do you have some thoughts on that?
Pretty good. I really know. I mean, we don't really talk a whole lot about quality in terms of beans. I know early on we were finding a little bit of those Lima beans. That seems to have kind of subsided and everybody's kind of getting pretty good quality. Other than, like I said, moisture is a little lower than ideal. But everything else looks pretty good. Bean size has been okay. We're not cutting marbles, but But I would call above average bean size, especially where we're getting those upper 70s to mid 80s on yields.
Sounds good. Pretty good update. Obviously, variability has been an issue throughout the season, and stands to reason it would move on into harvest as well, so we can expect that. But we sure hope it's a good harvest the rest of the way and a safe one.
Well, for sure. We want everybody to stay safe. The most important thing you can do is get home to your family every night, and we want to make sure that that is everybody's first and foremost priority.
Sounds good. Let's hope and pray for that. Chris Brazel joining us from the northeast quarter of Indiana with a harvest update. Sure appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Andy.
A harvest update from Channel Seed and Chris Brazel, sales agronomist covering northeast Indiana. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your ag today?